Hey, what's everybody? Welcome back to another Behind the Group podcast. I am DJ Keo.
And I am Basil Barrington, and we are back with another Netflix film review. Today, we are going to take a look at The Kitchen. This is a 2023 film, but, you know, we decided to watch it because the trailer looked really good, didn't it?
It looked interesting.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to go somewhere, and it didn't go anywhere.
But IMDb gave it a 4.8.
That seems high. That seems real high.
That's really high, dude.
Because it's the thing. Like, I was watching the movie yesterday, and I paused the movie to read some of these reviews. And I was like, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This movie doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't do anything. Nothing's improved. I guess that's the metaphor for the movie. Is that nothing is improved or fixed or anything, and life is just going on. Like, sure, okay, if that's the argument you're making, sure. But you should also have a story. Like, there should be stuff that happens in this movie.
Story would be nice, you know?
Yeah, like a whole story. Reason for this movie to exist. Like, that. Like, something that happens that moves you from point A to point B. Because there was nothing. This guy gets his apartment. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Get out of the system. Yo, you can do it. And he goes back. I'm like, what are you doing? No. Leave these guys behind, man.
They don't owe you nothing. And the other thing is, like, he was like, yo, you know what? No, I think I'm going to stay with the one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, like.
Like, dude, you got a son to take care of. What are you talking about? What are we doing here?
Bedroom.
Yeah, for real. So this is they're calling this a sci-fi social drama. I never heard that before. You know,
this ain't it, boss.
You know,
this ain't it.
I don't see anything social drama about this because, again, I don't know what it was about.
No, like they had interesting elements. Like, the whole kitchen thing is an interesting element because basically what they're saying is, London has gotten rid of all of these estate houses.
The PJs, basically.
The projects. They got rid of all the projects. And this is the last one. Mm-hmm. And everybody's here doing their roller skating dance party. And they're eating their food and robbing people from whatever. So once you recognize all the bad elements they're doing, when the police show up, you're like, I get, I'm not for the police, but I get it. Like, I get why they're there. Like, and then so they have all these elements, and they're trying to tell a story about these guys are the dregs of society, but they're the last of those dregs of society. And okay, but I'm like, this doesn't go anywhere. There's no thing that's reached at the end of the movie where they're like, we made a mistake and, you know, we got to keep this building now because of whatever. Like, just something. Like, you get from story point A to story point B.
No.
And, like, the thing with the the kid, and he meets up with Izzy, and you're like, well, is he his father or not? I don't know. Like, he's just some guy there looking out for this kid.
So obvious that he was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he smashed his mom, right? Like, let's be real.
You seeded her up, and now, you know, you got an offspring. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I would have been like, yo, they should have had an element about, yo, he went to get a DNA test, and then they don't show the results. I'm like, all right, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
But, like, they didn't do any of that. He's just looking at him like, bro, this is probably my kid. Like, I should do the right thing. Nah, I'm going to get this apartment and kick him. Peace out. Like, they was like, yo.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing about this, they're basically saying that, residents who can't afford to live in the city, city proper.
Yeah, you get anything.
If you can't afford to live in, you know, city proper, now you have to live on the outskirts in the kitchen. You still have to pay rent.
Yeah, you still pay something. You know what I'm saying?
But the authorities are still coming in on a daily basis, grabbing people away just so that population can dwindle down, and then the city can come in, knock the the projects down, and build, you know,
build
condos for the rich.
yeah. this DJ left his door open, and that's how they got to him. How? What? How?
DJ Lord Kitchener. Have you ever been? Let me ask you this: Have you ever done a party in your entire life of DJing where things just got wild?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like back in the day.
And I'm like, protect the turntable.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, when crews used to come and crash parties, first thing they do is like start fighting, and then they come up to the, you know, if you're on stage or something, they come up to the DJ stuff and just start smashing stuff for real. And this is like, yo.
Yeah, no, it's not good. No, it is
DJ
not good.
Lord Kitchener. is the DJ who was killed. He sound like he was killed. I mean, because he was pumping all this propaganda and everything anyway, you know, through the airwaves.
Like, everything's great. There's water on this side of the building. Like, everything's great over here.
DJ Lord Kitchener.
I hear no bangers once, man. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, like, listen, I was listening to the music and I was Shazamming it, and it's all old music. It's not new music. And I'm okay.
He's all playing. So this is supposed to be 2044.
Yeah.
And he's playing all the music from the 60s.
Right.
Like the old dubstep and the foundational reggae songs. That's what he was playing.
Right, right.
And I'm like, dude, how old is this guy? Like, he wouldn't be alive back then. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't know any of this stuff. Like, his great grandfather would give it to him.
Yeah.
It's weird. The movie's weird. And he had high expectations for what he was doing, but like he did not get there. Yeah. I didn't like it. This is the point. I got 20 minutes into the movie and I started looking at my clock. Like, how long is this thing gonna be?
Yo. No, let me tell you what I did. Remember I was telling you that we should like create something called the first 10?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I was in and I was like, okay, I was like, this is the time right here. And then I was in and I was like, okay, where is it going? And when I got to 10 minutes, I was like, I don't know. And then got to 20 minutes, I'm like, I still don't know.
Like, you have good elements. Like his job, like you could have had like something shady going on at his job where they're stealing bodies, make Soylent Green, something. Anything. Like it should have switched from, okay, this is a stupid story about this project that's broken down and people got like these deadbolts and whatever. I don't care about that. Like, everyone's got a hood. Everyone's lived in a hood. Everyone's seen a hood. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Like, that's fine. So the hood was not interesting.
No.
The gang doing the stealing and whatever, that wasn't interesting.
No.
Because, like, they were like a nice gang. They're like, hey, you want a motorcycle? Like, I got you. Like, no, that's like, not a
dude,
gang.
You know what? This is not about you. We just want the stuff in the back of the truck. That's
Yeah, they would have beat that guy senseless. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they went into this guy, the apartment with the family, and they're like, we're just gonna smash your dishes. No, that's not what happened. It's the gang. They would have beat the family up.
I mean,
they
that
would
was
be able to punch the kid. Like, that was so corny.
And the other thing is, you know, I'm not gonna say this movie had a lot of violence, right? But when you have the police coming in and like wrecking shop, generally you have some violence. The other thing is
this. You got some violence.
Yo, the gang, they had no guns. There was no one shot in this movie. You saw no blood at all.
Yeah, how'd you take over the truck? I would have been like, get out of my truck, bro. Like, you ain't got nothing either. Like,
no blood, no guns, no shootings, nothing like that. I mean, the cops came with like sticks. I mean, it's London, so.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I know. But listen, this is the thing. London has guns.
Dude, listen.
London police got guns.
If
they would have brought them.
Yes.
100%.
If people don't know, let me tell you. The hood in London is real. I mean, the PJs in London is real. The games in London are real. They
you
roll.
You don't want to be in these estates, man.
No,
trust
they
me.
Flow just like they flow in New York, Toronto, L.A., Atlanta, you know, Miami, 100%. All over. You know what I'm saying? Like Australia, 100%. Whatever. They do the same thing, dude. I mean, drugs, you know, money, sex, the whole nine guns.
Here's another thing that's interesting. Why was there no drug kingpin or somebody like some boss inside of the PJs?
Yeah.
It was just regular people. Like, I just want to go to work.
It was just Staples. That's it.
Here.
The guy who was in charge of the gang, his name was Staples. That was it. It was just him. You know what I'm saying?
That guy was no kingpin. Like, this guy stole food and gave it to the poor people. Like,
he's actually pretty nice. He was actually a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. You know? He's looking out, like, hey, Staples, you're pretty nice. Come stay with us. We got a bed. Like, come on, bro. Like, what is this?
They call him.
They
would have
stole his bike. And first thing they would have done was stole his bike.
He was the leader of the biker gang. That's what they're calling this. This is a biker gang, right?
You know what it was? It was a young, ethical, nice estate with gang members who like give back to the community. Like if he stole the food and brought it into his apartment, and it was like, yo, you guys owe me for whatever, I'm gonna give you some turnips. I'd have been like, all right, that seems logical.
Well,
because somebody.
I don't know about turnips, dude. I don't like turnips. You ain't doing no turnips, dude. Come
some
on.
Turnips, stuff
dude? Give me some form. Collards or something. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, though, I'm saying is that gangster stuff would form in a situation like that.
Yeah.
Somebody would be like, yo, I'm going to be the boss of the kitchen. And you got to go through me if you want to come into this building. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the back in the day when you go to the projects to go see a girl, I have to go through a mob of like 20 dudes.
That's
like and those guys are like, they're just sitting on the curb, just smoking, looking at you. You had to pray you knew somebody to get out that building. Like, that element was missing from the movie. It didn't make any sense.
You didn't see, like you said, the only time you saw drugs was when Izzy was smoking in his new apartment.
Yeah,
he's
smoking weed. Like,
he's just smoking a J, right? But, you know, when you went back to the kitchen, you didn't see no one was running guns. No one was like,
yes.
No drug dealers, the whole nine. And here's the most interesting thing about this movie, right?
Yeah.
It's called The Kitchen. Do you know what the kitchen is?
No.
Why is it called The Kitchen?
No.
No, I was thinking that all the apartments look like kitchens. I was like, oh, all the apartments are galley style kitchens. That's why it's called a kitchen.
Like,
all
right. I mean, no, that's kind of true.
But they
that's
have kitchens
true,
too. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was like a nickname for the thing, or maybe that was the name originally for the building. I don't know. It's dumb. I'm sorry. Like, the fact that there was no actual criminal element inside of this movie makes no sense to me. I'm just sorry. I've been to enough projects in my lifetime. To DJ and just hanging out with the boys. I've seen some stuff, right?
Yeah, listen.
I've been a real project. In New York City, I've been in projects. Mm-hmm. St. Louis, I've been in projects. LA, I've been in projects.
New York,
I've been
St.
projects
Nick's,
in Toronto.
Chilltown, Duncan, Marriott, the whole nine. Lafayette,
all,
for real, man. Again, the kitchen, I don't know what the kitchen is. Here's the thing. What was the story about?
The kid mean his dad friend? I don't know. Like, was it from the kid's perspective about a coming of age kind of thing, or was it from Izzy's perspective? I don't know who's the lead of the movie.
Coming of age involves
the movie about?
Coming of age involves a little, you know, intimacy with, you know, the opposite sex.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, kept trying to kiss this girl. Like,
right.
How old do you know she is? She don't look that old. Like,
right.
I don't know.
They're saying
that
this,
roller skating thing.
Okay. So they had a club inside the kitchen?
Apparently. The basement of the kitchen is a club. They got drinks and everything.
I mean, they're saying that this film is kind of based on it. The themes of this film are class, community, resilience. And here's the thing. They said making it a compelling watch. No, this was not compelling at all. You know?
No.
Well,
because if it had a plot and it was going somewhere, like if something happens that changes, because when you got a movie and there's a status norm, like Izzy's life gets upended because he gets in a fight with the gang or something. Like something has to happen that you're like, oh, okay, this is going to change his life forever and he's got to make a decision about what he's going to do. Something. Because Izzy seems to be the star of the movie, but not really because they spend a lot of time on the kid. But I'm like, how is there no social services that comes up to the kid and be like, hey, your mom just died. What you going to do about rent? Like,
we're
going to
put you
happened.
Right. Exactly.
Bro, and we're going to kick you out of the apartment in 3 days. Like nothing. Yeah. They just like, he could have gone back to his apartment whenever he wanted. Just didn't have any electricity. Like, word?
And the other thing is, and the other thing is that the boy's name is Benji. Benji rolls up to the kitchen for the very first time.
By himself.
Like 12-year-old, 13-year-old, right? This is a person, regardless of age, you know how the streets work. You roll up into someone's territory and no one knows you.
Bro, you get Staples, robbed and beat up.
Yeah, Staples was like, dude, I'm going to bring you into my gang. I'm just like, dude, he didn't get an initiation or anything like that. It's just like, Are you serious?
Where your grandma stay at? Like, where are you from, bro?
Yeah, like yo, you know, you have any people I know? You have any people who live here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, who do you know here in the projects? Like, yo, that's the thing. You gotta tell them who you are, how you connected to this, why you're here. Then you gotta tell them. And it's got to be some good answers. It can't be just, my mom gave me a bike before she died, and I just decided I'm going to go ride my bike. Mm-hmm. That's not a good answer. I don't care how old you are. That's not a good answer.
So was this about escaping the kitchen? Because no one really was like, gung-ho about like leaving the kitchen. You know, even Izzy, mm-hmm. when he went and got his apartment, he was just like, two-bedroom, you know, he really didn't want to do it. It took him a few days. He had 21 days to, like, come up.
And like, I don't mind the raids.
Come on, dude. It's just like, God,
it starts with him taking a shower. That's the movie starts with that. And I was like,
okay. In a community bathroom, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, this is going somewhere. Like, this got some, he's like, this is a hard life. I got to get out of this building with any means possible. That's what I thought was happening here. And then he gets a way out. And he's like, I don't feel like it. Like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, this don't make no sense. You're not selling me on what you're telling me right now. You're not selling me.
He's got a job, a good job. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people in the kitchen don't work. He's got a job. He was able to save up his money, get a really good apartment in the mm-hmm. really good part of London, you know, where people actually
he moved to a nice area.
Yeah, you know. And he's going, I'm gonna be real with you, right? Mm-hmm. I actually watched, this is a, hour and 49 minute movie, right?
It's a long movie, man.
Movie over 4 days. no jiving. I did my first 10 and I was at 25 minutes and I was like, I'm shutting this down, you know? And then the next day I watched like maybe 20, I was on a Zoom call and I watched the 20 minutes while I was on a Zoom call, right? I was just like, no face, no mic is off. I was just like muted. I was like, watch the movie. It was like weak. I watched it over 4 days. This joint was completely.
It is tough.
Trash.
See, I there should have been like a good story about his job, how they're doing something evil. That would have been interesting to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're taking the bodies and they're taking the organs. Like, something. So give me something. Go. One reason why his job is there and they told you about his job. Because I didn't need to see anything about his job. It was irrelevant. I mean, outside that he met the kid there, like, it's to see how his job works and what he does there, it's irrelevant. He's just selling plots to poor people. Like,
that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I don't. You know, they do in California, Oregon, I think Washington. There are laws on the books in some states where mm-hmm. you can use if the dead body can be used for compost. So they do that too, right?
Yeah. So no, it's a thing. Like, it's a thing.
Here's the thing, right? Before we zip this up, I was like, okay, so when Benji. Like, you know, had the slingshot and he, you know, hit a drone, right? Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I was like, okay, now it's about to get really good because obviously the police have like all the drone footage from that one particular drone. Nothing.
Yeah,
right?
They know who did it. Yeah.
Right. So I'm just like, none of that came up. And so here's my last question.
That's a good point. That's a good plot point. That should have been something in the movie.
Exactly.
The police are looking for him and Izzy helps him. Like, okay, all right.
Here's my very last question before we wrap this up.
Okay.
Was there anything sci-fi about this movie? Because they're calling it a sci-fi.
No. I mean, like, he's got a mirror that's got, like, it tells him his text messages and stuff like that.
That's an iPad. They have those drones right now. Like, that's not CPU. Yeah. other than his mirror giving him, like, all the messages and stuff like that. I mean, there was absolutely nothing sci-fi about this movie at all.
It didn't feel like, because it should have been present day, because it didn't feel like it was in the future. It felt like right now.
They didn't even show any futuristic stuff like in 2044. Like, go to London, show me this stuff. I mean, they showed the buildings and everything, but nothing up close. Again, like I said, there was nothing sci-fi about this movie at all.
Yeah, they should have had, like, with the police, they had updated tools to arrest people. Like, you know, like
they had batons,
like a robot dog, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had batons,
dude. I'm like, where's the sci-fi?
Knock you out?
Yeah. It's not good, man. Listen,
like, it's something,
but it's not great.
They didn't even say what year it was. I found out what year it was from the summary. Like, I didn't know what year it was.
Yeah, I had to go in and read, like, what year it was. They didn't even say that. I mean, you would think they would flash that on the screen or something like that. Again, like I said, there's nothing sci-fi about this. They had drones. We have drones. You know what I'm saying? Today, 2024.
It
should have
been like Star Wars. It says, like, this, the year's 2024.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the last building in all of London.
They didn't even
do
that.
People are holding on to, like, it makes me feel different about it.
And it's called
the kitchen. I had to find that out on my own.
Yeah. And it's called the kitchen. Don't know what the kitchen is. So
So
you know, this movie listen, I have a new worst movie, but listen. So this, we are talking movie. About this the is. Kitchen. This is a Netflix film, original film. It aired last year sometime. We decided to watch it because the trailer looks really good. So Keo, what are you going to rate The Kitchen?
The Kitchen gets a 2 for me. And the only reason why it's not lower is because I liked elements of it. Like, the thing about his job, like, that seems interesting. You know, like, the whole how London is today, that seems interesting. Like, there should be, this area's cordoned off and you can't leave. You need, like, a special security pass to get out of this area. Like, something like that. Like, something. Like, it should be, you know, like Escape from New York, where there's a bridge around New York City and you can't get out of the city. Like, there's machine gun terrorists, whatever. Like, something interesting about what was going on. Because the premise was like, okay, it's just the execution was just dog crap.
Yeah.
Like, just awful. And I like Daniel Coulier, whatever his name is. I like him. I think he's a good actor. He's been in a bunch of stuff that I like. But this ain't it, bro.
He should stay an actor, not a director, not a writer.
I mean, like, if you want to be an actor, like, you got to come up with a good story.
Yeah.
And the story is lacking on so many parts. Like, it's just like a story that's vague. Like, if you're going to do that, you need better story elements. You need better characters. Because, like, as far as the kid goes, I'm sorry. I sound awful in saying this. I was like, oh, damn, he's homeless. Izzy got out. All right.
Yeah. Now I want to see what's going on with Izzy. Yes, exactly.
This guy's all sobby. He's going to hang out with the gang. All right, hang with the gang then. All right, cool. Like, go. Yeah. So I'm grateful. I was like, whatever. Like, if he stayed with him the whole time and he's just looking out for him, I'd be like, oh, that's sad. But he didn't do that. He went back with the gang trying to hook up with some girl. So I'm like, all right, no peace then.
Yeah.
You'll be okay. You won't be in the projects anyway. All right. I didn't feel sorry for nobody, man.
No, I know.
I felt sorry for Izzy because Izzy had a way out of the projects and he threw it away.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. Mm-hmm. So Izzy, I pour one out for Izzy. But other than that, I didn't care about this movie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So with our ratings, the ratings are generally 1 through 10, right? So we can't do a 0. We can't do a negative, right?
No 0. No.
So I'm giving this a 1.
All right.
So if you remember, we reviewed Roadhouse. I gave that a 3. So, and I said that was the worst movie I've seen this year. No, it isn't.
This is the worst.
This is the worst movie I've seen this year, right? This was the dumbest movie because the movie had no direction at all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We did not know what the kitchen was. Why is the kitchen there? You know, mm-hmm. if you, you know, you talk about stuff like, okay, well, they were like, they were protesting, you know, living where they lived, and then the city coming in trying to take, you know, their homes away. It's just like, listen, eminent domain. Like, if everything else is built up, go in, take the property, give people stipends to move in and everywhere else. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, so, and then mm-hmm. again, for you yes. to have a gang, yes. for you to have the police, they're calling this a sci-fi social drama. I saw no sci-fi at all. I saw absolutely no sci-fi. The story was so dumb because it wasn't intelligent, right? I didn't know what was going on. It looked like it was shot on an iPhone. I mean, still was really great, you know, just how it was shot there and everything else. But this was a student film. I gave it a one. Mm-hmm. This joint sucks all the way around. There's no redeeming quality. There's nothing redeeming about this movie. It's dumb as anything. And then, before we zip it up, they have mm-hmm. the audacity to mm-hmm. leave us with a cliffhanger, right? And let me just say this right now. Netflix, if you're listening, you don't need a sequel, dude. This is done.
There ain't no sequel.
We don't need a sequel, dude. It's just like no one's going to watch this joint. I mean, you're getting a 4.8 on IMDb. I don't know what Rotten Tomatoes gave it. But, you know, I'm giving it.
No, this was 4.8 out of pity. That's what that was.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
People feel bad. Like, oh, it's a sad.
Like, they made it. So we're giving them a 4.8. You know, no. It's just like this movie was horrible. Keo gave it a 2. I gave it a 1, which means right now, this is the worst movie we've seen thus far this year. Easily. In Cosmic Sin, I gave a 1 as well. So, and I think I gave Jupiter's Legacy a 2. Listen, I have anything below a 3, a 3 and below, I'm you know, keeping tabs on it for real. So if you're interested in watching a sci-fi movie that isn't really sci-fi and dumb and stupid,
go check out The Kitchen
on Netflix. It's an original film. It's available on Netflix. The Kitchen. Go check it out. There you have it. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Behind the Groove podcast. I am Basil Barrington.
I am DJ Keo.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And until next time, peace.
All right.